This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Thrope. President Biden is supporting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who sharply criticized Israel's prime minister yesterday while calling for new elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden is backing the Senate's top Democrat after Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Schumer yesterday blistered Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way,
saying Israel has lost global support as Palestinian casualties grow during its offensive in Gaza.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
The president's backing is the latest sign the U.S. relationship with Israel is heading toward a fracture amid the Gaza war. The latest challenge is Israel's plan to go after Hamas in Rafah, where Palestinians have clustered to avoid fighting elsewhere. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the U.S. insist Israel must have a clear plan to minimize civilian harm.
And we've not yet seen such a plan.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stalled talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas are expected to restart in earnest in Qatar as soon as Sunday. That is according to two Egyptian officials who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The talks would mark the first time both Israeli officials and Hamas leaders joined the indirect negotiations since the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan earlier this week. In recent days, Hamas gave mediators a new proposal for a three-stage plan that would end the fighting, and Israel is sending negotiators to Qatar for the new talks. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's not endorsing Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former Vice President Mike Pence makes it clear he will not give his backing to Donald Trump for president this election. In a TV interview, the once loyal Vice President to Donald Trump announces he will not endorse his former boss for the November election. Mike Pence joins a list of former senior Trump administration officials who are not supporting Trump's re-election bid. Last August, when Pence was running for president, he spoke of the conflict on January 6, 2021, in certifying President Biden's victory last time.
The president ultimately continued to demand that I choose him over the Constitution.
Trump supporters were chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," and created a makeshift noose on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Defense officials say at least 16 soldiers, including four officers, have been killed in southern Nigeria while responding to a distress call during fighting between two communities. The attack in the oil-rich Riverine Delta state happened in the Bambadi Council area Thursday when the soldiers deployed to keep the peace, quote, were surrounded by some community youths and killed. Defense Headquarters spokesman Brigadier General Takur Gusau said in a statement Saturday, the attack led to the death of the commanding officer, two majors, one captain, and 12 soldiers, Gusau said, adding that a few arrests had been made related to the attack, which is now being investigated by the military. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the West's condemnation of forced Russian elections in occupied areas of Ukraine.
Russians are voting in 3 days of presidential elections certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule for six more years. Voting is also taking place in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine. Forced voting in the occupied territory was condemned in debate at the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Let's call this what it is. It's a blatant propaganda exercise.
British Ambassador James Kariuki says the voting will never be recognized.
These elections are a sham because of a simple truth. You cannot hold legitimate elections in someone else's country.
Ukraine also rejects the voting in annexed areas. I'm Norman Hall.
Von Gething won the Welsh Labour Party leadership contest and is set to become the first black leader of Wales's semi-autonomous government. Gething, who is currently Welsh Economy Minister, beat Education Minister Jeremy Miles in a race to replace First Minister Mark Drakeford. Gething needs to be confirmed next week by the Welsh Parliament, that's the Senate, where Labour is the largest party. He is the son of a Welsh father and Zambian mother and will be the first black leader of a government in the UK. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.